This is the CBS World News Roundup. Seattle bans New Year's Eve crowds from the Space Needle.
What happens if this is canceled and we all show up anyway? Is our own police department going to tear gas us?
Trying to tame online drug sales. I'm Lou Maliano, and I'll have the story live. A development of the hijacking of the Indian Airlines plane. Good morning, I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News. The thousands who plan to welcome year 2000 at Seattle's landmark Space Needle will have to make other plans. Reporter Julianne Perry of CBS radio affiliate KIRO explains.
Seattle Mayor Paul Schell canceled the New Year's Eve celebration at Seattle Center, saying the city does not want to take any chances with public safety. Schell says while there have been no specific threats against Seattle Center, it cannot be ruled out as a possible target for terrorists. Afternoon concerts and circuses will still take place as planned on Friday, and fireworks will still be shot off at midnight from the Space Needle, but the center grounds will be cleared and the gates locked at 6 p.m.
There's some talk of defiance.
What happens if this is canceled and we all show up anyway? Is our own police department going to tear gas us?
An angry KIRO listener recalls the ugly scenes during the recent World Trade Conference. Earlier this month, an Algerian who'd booked a motel room near the Space Needle was arrested as he arrived from Canada. The FBI said Ahmed Rassam had nitroglycerin in his car. But now, the Vancouver Sun says Rassam was carrying more sophisticated plastic explosives, which were likely not homemade. Reporter Stephen Coughlin has been looking into the problem of keeping the U.S.-Canadian border secure.
Agent Paul Ernie says his job is next to impossible. Ernie, who patrols eastern Washington's border with Canada, says the northern border is practically wide open.
Like I say, it's a very porous northern border. Down south, you will have agents about every 50 to 75 yards through the metropolis areas. Up here, you'll have an agent, one agent working 100 square miles.
Ernie doesn't blame Canada. He says the country can't put up a fence to keep illegals out of the U.S. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, at the Canadian border, Medellin Falls, Washington.
In Grapevine, Texas, American Airlines mechanic Jerry Wayne Haney is under arrest on explosive charges. Police say they found bomb-making material, a dozen weapons, ammunition, and hate literature in Haney's apartment. The federal government's command post to monitor Y2K problems is just open for business in Washington. Let's go live to CBS News reporter Tom Foti.
Well, I've been here about 2 hours now, the first official Y2K monitoring shift. About 40 federal employees from just about all the key agencies, the Justice Department, the Pentagon, State Department, Transportation, Energy, and more. Learning the setup they will be using as the magic date cutover gets closer. This is the place funneling information about date change computer problems to the White House and the rest of the federal government and the rest of us through many news briefings that will be occurring here the next few days. So far, officials are optimistic they will not have serious problems to contend with. Live at the Y2K Center in Washington, Tom Foti, CBS News.
CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has crossed the international dateline to cover Y2K's arrival.
The people in the small South Pacific island kingdom of Tonga will be the first to welcome in the new year, but they won't be popping champagne bottles. They'll be in church. Since the first Christian missionaries landed here hundreds of years ago, the tradition has been to spend New Year's Eve singing hymns and praying.
Most of them will celebrate the New Year's in their own churches.
The Reverend Penny Fanua preaches at Tonga's largest church and says up to a dozen sermons are delivered on New Year's Eve, and then, at the stroke of midnight,
they say a special prayer. And then they go home and sleep.
So perhaps not this year, a huge beachfront party is planned to help Tongans be the first people to welcome the year 2000. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Tonga.
Time on the roundup coming up on 4 minutes past the hour. The Clinton administration is moving to put internet drug sales under Food and Drug Administration control. CBS News correspondent Lou Miliano reports live.
The FDA cites a faulty at-home AIDS test available over the internet and a 53-year-old man who never saw a doctor but got Viagra online and subsequently died as underscoring the need for federal controls. Debbie Fry Wilson's with drugstore.com.
We are supportive of efforts that would improve enforcement of current laws and that would give the FDA additional resources to enforce the laws to prevent illegal sellers of drugs over the internet.
But President Clinton's today announcing a plan that, if approved by Congress, would go further and slap stiff fines on pharmacy sites without an FDA stamp of approval. Reporting live, Lou Miliano, CBS News.
India says the hijackers of that Indian Airlines plane are demanding the release of 35 militants and $200 million. The Indian foreign minister says an appropriate response will be relayed by the government's negotiating team in Kandahar, Afghanistan, where the jet still sits on the tarmac. Reporter Zafar Abbas in Islamabad says the word on more than 150 passengers is not good.
They are in a terrible state, and the Taliban authorities say because of the unhygienic conditions inside the aircraft, several of the passengers have already fallen ill.
The ordeal is in its fifth day. Space Shuttle Discovery landed safely last evening at the Kennedy Space Center, bringing the seven astronauts home from the Hubble repair mission that kept them in orbit over Christmas. CBS News reporter Beth Dickey has more.
They were the first shuttle astronauts to spend Christmas in space, but Discovery Commander Kurt Brown says the crew didn't mind.
We had the best Christmas we had, could have, because we gave the telescope back to the science community and the astronomers in tip-top shape.
The Hubble Space Telescope is undergoing final checkouts and should be back in service in about 2 weeks. Beth Dickey for CBS News, the Kennedy Space Center.
The trail of vapor left by Discovery as it re-entered the atmosphere was visible from Houston to New Orleans. About 100 people spent the night away from their homes in Arcadia, California, 10 miles east of Los Angeles. Authorities do not think the homes are in danger, but a 300-acre brush fire in the Angeles National Forest jumped across a road and got too close for comfort. Those plastic balls your kids got at Burger King with the Pokemon toys inside? Bring them back for a free order of fries. Burger King is recalling millions of the balls because a 13-year-old California girl put half a ball up to her face and suffocated. In New York City late last night, rap star Puffy Combs was released on $10,000 bail, insisting he's innocent of weapons charges.
I do not own a gun. I do not carry a gun. The charges and allegations against me are 100% false, and I feel confident that in the next couple of days that I'll be vindicated.
Police say they found a handgun in the vehicle used by Combs and his girlfriend, singer Jennifer Lopez. She was released without charge. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow's up 37, the Nasdaq down 25. It's 8 past the hour. The tobacco industry is asking a federal judge to dismiss the federal lawsuit which accuses cigarette makers of conspiring to mislead the public about the dangers of smoking. Been a great year at the movies, especially if you have a piece of the action at the box office. Ticket sales reached their highest level in 40 years, with receipts totaling $7.5 billion. The new Star Wars feature was number one, grossing nearly $430 million. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.